A Side of Soji, Only They Know. Written by Scatter. Read by Opal Song. Yosuke couldn't remember how the conversation rolled around to this topic, but it was probably the result of staying up too late. It always seemed that after a certain time, people relaxed and the strangest things seemed funny or worth talking about. Close as the group had become, though, and few things made people closer than routinely diving into a TV to kick Shadow ass, he'd never imagined discussing his masturbation habits with them. Yosuke probably does it all the time, Chie said, and although Yukiko raised a hand to cover her mouth, it didn't stop anyone from hearing the half-snicker, half-snort that she let out. Her face was redder than anyone's, as drunk on the atmosphere here as she had been at the club. He was just grateful she hadn't suggested another King's game. I do not, he shot back, crossing his arms and scowling. Once a week, a couple times a week if he were in the mood, didn't count as all the time. Oh, come on, she said. You've probably got a whole file on your computer and a stash under your futon. Yosuke doesn't keep them under his futon, Soji said, before Yosuke could respond. Oh! Partner! Yosuke shoved him, but there was no real power behind it, and Soji barely moved. He smiled apologetically, but now Yosuke worried that Chie would turn his room upside down to find his stash the next time she came over. Could Yosuke-senpai do it that often? With both of his parents in the house, it must be hard finding time to do it right. Unless you're in the shower, I guess, Rize said. More than anyone, she looked completely at ease with the topic. Though, despite Yosuke's initial hesitation and occasional moments of discomfort as someone revealed something a little too personal, he was surprised to find himself similarly relaxed about the whole thing. After all, it was just the team. If he couldn't share this stuff with them, he couldn't do it with anyone. I mean, with just Grandma at home, it's not too bad. But it's nicer to have an empty house. That way you don't have to rush or try to be really quiet or have someone knock on the bathroom door and ask what's taking you so long. Senpai, you know what I mean, right? You probably get to do it when Nanako-chan and Dojima-san are out.
Senpai? Kanji scratched his head. I don't know. I can't really picture that.
Soji looked surprised. He hadn't volunteered much information about his own habits. But this suggestion that he didn't do it at all apparently caught him off guard.
Why not? I didn't mean it in a bad way, Kanji was quick to assure him. It's kind of a dirty thing, you know, and you're such a clean guy.
Soji frowned. I can be dirty, too. Rise leaned against the couch and smiled up at him from her place on the ground. I'd like to see that. Soji laughed, but the room had gone quiet, and it rang out too loudly. He looked around, but no one except Rise would meet his eyes, and the easy, relaxed atmosphere had been replaced by something tenser.
What? He said quietly. You don't believe me?
Yosuke responded, hoping to assure him and change the topic.
No, we believe you, partner.
The problem was that he believed him too well. A quick look around the room showed everyone else appeared to be thinking the same thing. Even Kanji, whose eyes had gone wide as if imagining Soji being dirty for the first time. Yukiko and Chie were quite obviously not looking at each other. Naoto was staring hard at her lap, and Yosuke realized he probably wasn't the only person who'd imagined this more than once.
Only Teddy looked confused. Then what's the problem?
It's not a problem, Risei said. And something in her voice told Yosuke he should change the topic before things got out of hand. It's just hard to picture, you know? As if everyone weren't doing that exact thing. Maybe if we saw it...
That's... what a ridiculous suggestion, Naoto said. Yeah, Yosuke agreed. Let's not get weird, right, partner?
He looked at Soji for confirmation. But he was staring at nothing, and the contemplative look on his face made Yosuke nervous. Then, with a quick smile, he said, All right.
What?
Kanji jumped up, and the girls stared at Soji in belief.
Whoa, are you serious?
Why not? Risei glanced around the room. Aren't you interested in seeing such an intimate side of Senpai? We should be really happy he's willing to share something so private with us. Yosuke wondered if she had gotten caught up in the atmosphere again. Risei was forward sometimes, sure, but didn't this cross a line? And what the hell was Soji thinking?
Well, if Senpai doesn't mind.
Kanji took his seat again. So much for protesting. Yosuke looked around, but no one else was raising an objection.
What? Are you all actually okay with this?
I think it'll make us closer than ever, Yukiko said confidently.
She giggled and snuck a glance at Soji. Yosuke told himself her opinion didn't count. Ridiculous as she was being. But even Naoto just gave a hesitant nod when he turned to her.
It'll be hard with all of you staring at me, Soji said, and Yosuke was close enough to hear the hint of doubt in his voice that everyone else missed. Maybe he'd meant it as a joke and hadn't expected everyone to take it so seriously.
I know how to fix that. Yukiko-senpai, if you'll just let me borrow this. Risei folded Yukiko's scarf several times over until it was thick enough to obscure Soji's sight and tied it around his eyes.
Can you see anything?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
She waved a hand in front of his face.
Positive. Are you really gonna do this?
Chie sounded as scandalized as Yosuke felt, and he thanked her for being another voice of reason. Even if she didn't make a move to leave. Then again, nothing was keeping Yosuke from getting up and walking out of the room, and his feet hadn't twitched once.
Soji laughed a little nervously and readjusted the scarf.
I don't know. Maybe?
Wait, Yosuke said, a flash of inspiration coming to him. What about Teddy? You can't do something like this when he's in the room.
Why not? Teddy argued. He balled his fists and glared around, daring anyone to tell him to leave. If Sensei's gonna show something special to everyone else, I don't want to be left out. He looked so devastated at the idea that Yosuke didn't have the heart to toss him out.
Fine, he said. Just don't ever mention what's going to happen to anyone. Ever.
Okay.
I mean it, Ted. One word.
Wait! Risei cried, jumping up. I have another idea! Yosuke-senpai, give me your headphones!
Yosuke dodged her eager hands. What? No way! No one touches these but me!
She sighed in exasperation. Then you put them on him!
Put them on him? Why?
There's no need to steal Yosuke's headphones, Soji said. His hands rested on his knees, and he had his face turned toward them, unnervingly focused despite his temporary blindness.
Won't it be more interesting this way, Senpai? Not able to see us, or hear what we're doing, or how we're reacting, but knowing we're in the room?
She gave a little shiver at the thought, and from the way everyone looked at him, Yosuke knew he either had to leave, go along with it, or have his headphones taken from him by force.
Fine, fine.
Yosuke jerked his headphones off and turned so he could fit them over Soji's head. Soji hooked a finger under the scarf and tugged it up, just enough to watch him work. Yosuke tried to ignore his steady gaze and own blushing face as he fumbled with the MP3 player. He pitched his voice low so that only Soji could hear him. "You're really going to do this?" Soji smiled, small and quick. "Play me something good, all right?" "Yeah, I got it." He ducked his head lower, trying to keep Soji from looking down and seeing the playlist he was searching for. His finger hovered over the screen, ready to click it and start the music. It was a good playlist, the kind that would be more than enough to put a person in the right mood as long as they had similar tastes in music. But he hesitated to choose it. Still, it was either picking this or hitting shuffle and letting Soji end up with who knew what. Yosuke knew better than anyone that nothing threw off a good rhythm like the wrong song choice. He started it up and slid the player into Soji's pocket, checked to make sure the music wasn't too loud, and readjusted the headphones one more time as Soji lowered the scarf. Instead of staying in his spot next to Soji, he turned across the room and put his back in the furthest corner, so that he was standing behind everyone else. Not that it mattered. No one was looking at anything except Soji at this point. His hands touched the headphones and ran over the scarf. Yosuke wondered what he'd see if he opened his eyes. Red, maybe, because of the color. Or just darkness. His mouth twitched and opened slightly, as if he were on the verge of saying something. Having second thoughts? If he was, then they passed. He took a deep breath and pushed his jacket back to start undoing his belt. Oh! Yukiko's eyes were wide and more focused than they'd been for the past hour. He's really going to do it, isn't he?
Senpai's got balls, Kanji said, and sputtered as he realized what he'd said. Chie laughed. Would you please be quiet? Naoto said.
Soji's belt was undone, his button popped, and the zipper pulled down. He bit his lip, hesitated, and slid a hand down into his boxers. Holy crap! Yosuke crossed his arms and clutched at his jacket. He's really doing it. Rise didn't appear quite as impressed. She rose up on her knees and craned her head for a better view.
Oh, if he does it like that, then we can't see anything.
Chie laughed nervously.
Takes all the fun out of it, huh?
Right!
Give the guy a break.
Yosuke couldn't help but try to defend him.
He just got started.
Plus, there was something about seeing his hand move, half hidden and fondling something they couldn't see, that... He swallowed and pressed closer to the wall. After a while, Soji's initial hesitation seemed to fade. His hand moved more confidently, and he relaxed some, shifting so he could lay his head on the back of the couch. He pushed his hand down a little and pulled himself out, though he went red as he did, apparently still very aware of them being in the room.
Oh! Teddy said. It's all hard and stiff-looking. What?
Ted? Kanji said, without looking at him.
Yes?
Don't say anything else. Please.
Teddy pouted, but did as he was told.
So, that's Soji's cock, huh?
There was no reason for anyone to be looking at it so intently. Half the group had one, and the other had seen one in health class. But this was no random penis thrown up on the chalkboard to be giggled over and examined for scientific purposes. This was Soji's cock, hard and getting harder, and that was his hand stroking it for his pleasure, their pleasure, to prove a point? Yosuke realized he didn't know. He just prayed that the door was locked. Soji sighed, probably louder than he'd intended to. unable to check himself with the music pounding in his ears. Or maybe he was just loud when he did this. He only used one hand. The other pressed hard into the seat cushion, clenching and unclenching as he ran his nails up his length, then swept his thumb over the slit. His hips were starting to rock, slow and easy. Yosuke plucked at his shirt and wondered when it had gotten so hot. A quick look around the room, almost too quick to see anything, really. His eyes were drawn back to Soji like magnets, showed everyone else equally flushed. They were all breathing hard, too. But when Yosuke tried to make himself calm down, it seemed like he couldn't draw enough breath. Soji's mouth moved, silently repeating some lyric, and he sighed again, in a way that was almost a moan. His hand fisted, and he began to pump up and down. The makeshift blindfold prevented them from seeing most of his expression, but that just made it more compelling when he opened his mouth and gave voice to half-contained gasps and pants. "What?" Rise trailed off and continued in a breathless whisper. "I wonder what he's thinking of." No one responded. Yosuke's mouth was so dry, he didn't think he'd be able to manage anything but a croak if he tried. He shifted to ease the ache that was building in his pants and tried to ignore the way his heart pounded, hard enough that he could feel it in his throat. Watching Soji's fist move, he gradually became aware that one of his hands was mimicking the action, rubbing his arm in time with Soji's movements. He forced himself to be still. Soji's leg jumped, and his hand faltered before starting up again, faster this time. Twice more, he looked to be trying to stop himself, but each time he gave in, and Yosuke knew from personal experience that he was at the point where he'd gotten a hint of what waited for him at the end, and no matter how much he told himself to make it last, the promise of a climax was too much. His noises were no longer being choked off. He panted and moaned hard, either unaware of what he sounded like or too caught up to care, and clawed at the couch with his free hand. Yosuke thought they should give Soji some privacy at least in this one moment, but his eyes flew to his face when he came, drinking in the half-hidden expression of pleasure, the open mouth and the red flush crawling up his throat. Spent, he sunk back into the cushions. In contrast, Yosuke didn't think he'd ever seen a room of people so keyed up. No one spoke or moved. They didn't seem to know what to do with themselves and continued to look at Soji, unwilling to meet each other's eyes. Yosuke. The word, so clear and sharp, made everyone jump. As one, they turned to stare at Yosuke, and he flinched, looking at his feet to avoid their eyes. "I can't take these headphones off myself." Yosuke staggered forward, grateful that his school jacket hid most of his embarrassment. He removed the headphones and hoped that Soji wouldn't notice or say anything about his hands shaking. He could make out a man crooning something as he fumbled with the MP3 player and shut it off. Deciding to take Yukiko's scarf off as well, since Soji was in no condition to touch that either. He slid the cloth up and Soji's eyes appeared, dark and heavy with arousal, watching him more closely than he liked. Quietly, so that only Yosuke could hear, he said, "Nice song choices." And there was something in his voice that made Yosuke nervous. Impossible. Soji couldn't have realized. Yosuke never told anyone about that playlist. Never let anyone see it. He couldn't know Yosuke listened to it while he... Soji smiled, a little shyly, like he knew exactly what he was thinking. Yosuke stepped back and handed Yukiko her scarf. She stared at it as she took it, as though unable to believe what it had been a part of. "Did I?" Teddy's eyes were so wide they looked in danger of falling out. Did Teddy just score? Kenji had a hand over his face, but that didn't stop the blood from dripping off his chin and staining his shirt.
I think we all did, Ted. Now, if you'll all excuse me, I'm going to find a bathroom.
There was a flurry of motion as everyone tried to get out of the room and into the restroom first. Yosuke sat heavily on the couch, as far away from Soji as he could manage. It was a better alternative than dealing with Teddy's excited,
"Kanji-kun, what's wrong with my pants? They're all tight!"
Soji wiped his hand on his shirt.
"You're not going?"
"Huh, why would I need to go?" Voice unsteady, he glanced over despite himself and caught Soji's eye. Soji gave him the same shy smile, and Yosuke jerked his eyes back to his shoes, knowing he was blushing furiously and unable to do anything about it. The meeting broke up after that, on an odd but not entirely uncomfortable note. In direct contrast to his words earlier, Yosuke told Teddy not to bother him when they got home, locked himself in his room, and put the playlist on repeat. The next morning, everyone except Soji looked unusually tired. Yosuke didn't think he was the only one who'd stayed up late. The end.
How I wish you could see the potential of you and me. It's like a book elegantly bound, but in a language that you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart.
If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.com/users/opalsong, and from there you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!